Imperfect Mellow by Susie.
Hi everyone. This recording is for all of you out there, hardworking individuals who are doing it all and not resting enough. There's literally only so much you could do before your body starts to literally break down and tell you, take a break, take a break. So I feel like that's what I've been experiencing lately. I've been on and off sick for the past month, and I know this is just my body telling me to just stop. Just stop and take a break. Have any of you experienced that before? I feel like a lot of us associate being busy with being productive. And I feel like that's something that a lot of us learned at an early age. I mean, especially if you're coming from a Latinx household, Hispanic household. And I could speak for myself, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners can agree. When you have immigrant parents, you know, who are here, they immigrated here, they're trying to have a better life, etc. Like, lazy and rest are the same thing, I feel. And so, like, you know, a lot of us grew up thinking if you're not doing anything, you're being lazy. Or if you're not doing anything, you're not worth it, right? You're less than. And I feel like we get stuck in this cycle of just doing and doing and doing, and we don't allow ourselves to just be, right? Like, we don't allow ourselves to take the break, or allow ourselves to take the nap, or, you know, not do anything, right? And it feels weird to us. And for a long time, and even now, I feel like that's something that I still struggle with at times. It's just allowing myself to not do anything, allowing myself to just relax. And so in the past couple of months, I opened up my own private practice. You know, I'm working a full-time job. I'm also working a part-time job. And then I also opened up another business, photo booth / photography business. And so it's been great. Like, things are picking up, and, you know, for a while I'm just like, I'm okay. Like, I don't feel overwhelmed, and I know I could do it, you know. I know we could do anything, really. But at the end of the day, it's like, after working and working and working for so long and not taking care of yourself, what kind of damage is that causing, right, to your body, to your mind? So I think I got, well, first Emma got sick around Christmas, and then I ended up getting sick. I feel like I always get sick at, like, I'm the last one to get sick, but I get the most sick. So yeah, like, I had a cough, I had a sore throat, congestion. Like, I'm still congested now. And I woke up with a pink eye yesterday, and it's just been like a hot mess where I'm just waiting to get better. And I'm waiting to get better so that I'm able to work and just, like, keep going, right? But yeah, I think what really was the turning point for me lately is Valentine's Day. I woke up feeling extremely drained. Like, I just literally had no energy. I felt sick again, had a sore throat, and I was just, like, done, I feel. Like, I was just literally exhausted, and I'm like, what? Like, I thought I was better. I'm getting sick again. Like, you know, I just felt so defeated. And so I ended up calling in sick to work, so I stayed home. I slept. You know, I really, really felt like I needed sleep. Like, I had not been sleeping well. I feel like, because I'm just always doing something, right? Like, I'm always either at work or seeing clients or, you know, doing stuff online and just for the businesses. And so I literally had been sleeping, I feel like, 3 to 4 hours, if anything, like every night. So Tuesday, like, my body had just had it. And so I woke up not feeling well, and I was like, I can't go to work today. So I ended up calling in sick, and I stayed home to rest. And on Tuesdays, Emma gets off of school at 12:30. So it's like her early day. So tell me why we woke up at 2:30. 2:30, a whole 2 hours late to pick up Emma. And we're like freaking out. Our phones had been ringing, like, you know, phone calls from the school, etc. I woke up and I was like disoriented, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe we're just waking up. Like, where is Emma? Like, you know, I just woke up and was going crazy, and I was like, you know what, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I literally can't. Like, I need to figure out, you know, what am I gonna take off my plate? What am I gonna take off my plate? Because this is just too much. And my body is starting to tell me, right? Like, my body's starting to suffer. Like, and now my daughter's starting to suffer because now I'm not picking her up from school on time. And so just like all of these different things. And that is when I realized, like, I am doing way too much. Like, I'm seriously, like, overwhelming myself. And so I had to figure out, like, what do I want to do about it, right? Like, and I am thinking, like, I just came to this conclusion, and I'll tell you guys what helped me come up to the conclusion. I decided that it's time to quit my county job. Yes, you heard that right. I've been with the county for almost 6 years. This was my first big girl job out of grad school. This was a job that I was just so proud of, you know, to get. And it's been a job that I've always been proud of. You know, if you guys have seen my social media throughout the years, like, I've always posted things about it, like, you know, my clients, like, things that I've learned. And so it's a bittersweet type of moment, but you have to be able to recognize when it's time to let things go. You have to be able to recognize when you are meant for more, when you have outgrown a job or have outgrown certain things. This could even go to relationships. You have to be able to recognize when you have outgrown things, right? And so although it's like a really bittersweet moment, it also feels right. It feels like it's the next thing. The next step in my life. It feels like I am now ready to close that chapter, you know, and just move forward and not look back. And so I decided that I will be submitting my 2 weeks notice and just pursuing my dreams and just never looking back. And sometimes things have to happen to give you that extra push, you know, to just put everything into perspective. And sometimes you just have to go for it and just not look back. And so that's what I'm going to do. And so, if you are like me, you know, and it feels like you just can't seem to find the time to do something for yourself or just relax, then this is your sign. I mean, we're all busy. We're always going to be busy. There's always going to be things to do. There's always going to be a to-do list, an agenda, you know, work meetings, etc. And so where do you fit yourself into that schedule, right? And so something that I always suggest to my clients is schedule yourself in. Pencil yourself into that schedule. Just like we schedule meetings, just like we schedule, you know, doctor's appointments, etc. Schedule yourself into your calendar. And so this could be 5 minutes, this could be 30 minutes of just doing something for yourself that you enjoy. And when we're thinking about relaxation, when we're thinking about mindfulness, those are all terms that get thrown around a lot, right? But when we're thinking about relaxing, what makes you relax? What helps you relax? What helps you feel calm? And so this is going to be the first step that you want to take care of, or that you want to kind of think about, is how do you relax? Because what another person does to relax isn't necessarily going to be the thing that you're going to do to relax, right? One person may want to read a book to relax, but that doesn't mean that you're going to like reading a book, and that doesn't mean that reading a book is going to help you relax, right? So everyone is completely different. And so you want to make sure to figure out, like, what helps you relax? What are some things that you like doing that help you feel calm? And so just kind of starting to create, right, that list or that mental list, and doing those things for yourself, scheduling yourself into your calendar and doing those things. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It doesn't have to take hours. You could simply even say, hey, like, I'm going to take 5 minutes every day to just turn off my monitor, like my computer monitor, just sit there, close my eyes, just take a few deep breaths and just kind of reset myself, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be anything too big. Or even saying, like, okay, I'm going to go outside for a walk around the block and then come back and start my work. So you want to make sure to give yourself those breaks, those mental breaks, and not burn yourself out. And that is something that I myself, I feel, need more practice on. Like, nobody's perfect. And so yeah, that's my suggestion. And then also just knowing when it's okay to let go of things as well.
Hi friends, thank you for listening to this week's Imperfect Mellow podcast episode. Remember to like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed this week's episode. You can also follow us on social media, on TikTok and Instagram, imperfect.mellow.therapy, and visit the website imperfectmellow.com for more blogs, podcasts, resources, and other fun stuff. And don't forget, we now have our awesome mental health merch on our website. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and a bunch of other really cute stuff. Go ahead and check it out. Talk to you soon and be well.